Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Things rolling. We haven't heard from what's his name in a long time.
Who are we talking about? Are we trying to summon
Drum
somebody?
Train, choo
choo. Oh, it's Jerome.
Yeah, Jerome.
Okay.
I haven't heard from that guy in a while.
You've been summoned now.
We did hear from Major Payne last night. Okay. He's been in the hospital. Apparently, he has
really
cancer.
Oh.
And it's not going well for him. But and he's like, that's why I haven't been calling. You know, and it's Major Payne voice.
Yeah.
I don't do it very well. But yeah, he did
That's
call.
Unfortunate to hear.
Sadly, he dropped an F-bomb and I had to dump the F-bomb, but we kept him on for a couple of minutes after that to let him finish saying what he was going to say. So, our thoughts are with the major. He did say he was getting out, for some period of time and he was going to go do some stuff, have some fun.
Bucket list.
Smoke a thing, you know, that type of stuff. So, we wish him well, of course. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us.
Just come to Pork Desk before it's too late.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And I think we're pretty much done with this story about these missing organs out of...
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation that needs to be done.
Oh, wait, there's
a lot of unanswered
questions. There's a lot of
speculation
that's been done.
There's
no truth coming
out. There's one last paragraph here. It says, last week, a federal judge ordered the ADOC and Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences to turn over documents concerning Dotson's state autopsy by Monday so that they could be reviewed. No state official could answer the question of what happened to Brandon Dotson's heart during a hearing.
They're
going
to find it in the staff fridge next to Bobby's lunch.
You know what? I have a feeling that this probably happens more often.
Right.
But people don't, like, who would think
to look for
the heart? That's the thing, like, who is looking? What family member would check and then be like, oh, the heart's missing? Or maybe
it's not like a fast food drive through. Check to make sure the heart's still in there.
Yeah.
We're not leaving until we get the heart.
I would think maybe it probably wasn't a family member, because, I mean, that's gruesome to look at, like, your family members or loved ones' organs.
Like,
but maybe the funeral director or whoever was preparing the body either for cremation or for the funeral services.
I've seen human evil personified a couple of times in my life.
Yeah.
And it makes me think in different ways. And I could see somebody, like, bribing the autopsy guy to, like, take the heart out and remove it because he was a heartless bastard. Right, as sort of a final vengeance upon the dead.
Maybe,
you know, somebody had a hate on for the guy, you know, kind of a thing.
But
I could see that.
But also the decomposing, like, nature of the body, so the bodies weren't preserved properly, they weren't kept at the proper temperature or whatever needs to be done to make sure. Because you can keep bodies for a very long time if they're in the right conditions.
Right, yeah.
That's also
so
weird.
So it's really just refrigeration that they need, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I look at how long they keep people who are in, like, comas and stuff. They keep the body alive and
going.
No, I
get it. I just generally find it weird when someone dies in, like, a month and a half later. Like, okay, we're going to have the funeral and the viewing.
It's like, oh, where have they been?
Yeah, exactly. Like, should we do this within days? Like,
yeah.
Get your act together, people.
So there's some questions there. But
we've got some folks holding, so let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? Hello, unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. Is your phone on mute? Unscreened caller going
twice. Did you lose your voice in a throat accident?
Unscreened caller going twice. All right, if you can hear me, please try and give us a call back. We'll try and get you on the air. All right, let's move on.
Lost all my voices in a throating accident.
That's hilarious. We do have a number two story today, and this is from metro.co.uk.
The number two story. It's like, did I get to say that again?
And we've had a a plethora of these.
I heard there's a double flush concept now.
Well, there's also the trifecta as well.
Okay. Is that what you're calling it?
Well, when you get
three.
Okay.
Two, it's the double flush. Three is the trifecta or the hat trick. Okay. Depending, you know, I don't know.
Trifecticating?
Nice. YouTuber has been arrested for pouring buckets of poo over people's heads.
This is pranks going outrageously mad.
Poo head.
I mean, that could be, like, assault.
It probably would be. I mean, if you spit on a cop, it's bodily fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. We can get to this number two. Sorry, I just want to try this caller again. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. What's your name, please?
It's your boy.
It is your boy. Right. Hey, have you been on YouTube?
Capitalist.
Have you been on YouTube?
Nobody cares.
Rawr.
Yeah, nobody cares. Hey, have you been on YouTube pouring buckets of poo over people's heads? I'm just curious.
Have you seen him? He's the victim here.
Oh.
Have you been on YouTube, and have you been arrested for pouring buckets of poo over people's heads?
I don't know what you're referring to.
It's this article in front of me. It's the number two story. Of course he doesn't listen to the show. If he did, he'd be a lot more knowledgeable.
I listen. I listen.
All right.
You can't hear Jimmy.
With a lot of rage and hate. But while you're busy apologizing to others, like I'd like several for... my successfully debunking all the free talk lies.
Wait, did he actually apologize? Or did he just take the suggestion that he should apologize?
No, he should, though. Okay. He should. Like,
but he didn't actually.
To me, you know.
A caller apologized. I mean, Captain didn't do any apologizing.
Captain, you should thank me for debunking that North Dumpling Island secession thing. Right? You know now that's fake, right? Also, I debunked Social Security.
It's not. It's true. I did further investigation.
Okay.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
So... For instance, did you research? He has a minister of ice cream. He also has a minister of nepotism, which is his mom.
So what? It's his island. He can do what he wants. Wouldn't you do that if it was your island?
He can't even do it in his own basement.
He has a big picture of a currency with him on it.
Yeah.
With a propeller hat and a bow tie.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
So that doesn't debunk anything. All
I wanted to
see is a creative dude.
Whatever.
I wanted to get like custom made checks when checks were a thing.
Yeah.
That had like my face on it.
Yeah.
Like with currency.
You still can.
I don't write checks, man.
Yeah.
Who writes checks?
But you still could. A few months ago, I had to write several checks, and then I'm like, I would get a checkbook, but then at this point, you know, once I invest and buy it, then I'm never going to use them ever again. So.
Yeah, I don't even know where my checkbook is. That's how long it's been since I had to physically write a check.
Squidward, do you have a checkbook?
Yeah.
Do you write checks?
I need it for my business. Yeah,
okay.
I needed to refund my Ubies.
You have a business?
Passengers.
Oh, you do Uber. You're
like Bonnie.
You're Uber. You collect universal basic income?
He's in California. It's coming.
I would if I could.
Yeah, I bet you would. Revealing your socialist nature.
I'm doing my part to collapse the government. I mean, you can
see California with a bunch of...
Yeah, no, you're not. Also, your part isn't working.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, I debunk, like, subjective value. I just debunk taxation to death.
You're taking credit for things you've never done. That'd be like me saying, I invented the orange crayon.
This is why I still take credit for evolutionary capitalism.
I hide truth by talking over it.
Okay, bye.
I'm the one true evolutionary capitalist.
If this guy had any interest in truth, he wouldn't take credit for things he hasn't even done.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least he didn't do the Batman voice.
Yeah. Batman or the...
I think we've changed that.
He did, actually, in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
it didn't sound as deep.
I think if we keep shaming him, though, maybe he'll stop.
No.
I don't think so, no.
He's on the spectrum. He's admitted it. Mm. It's one of those. Belongs in government.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's not, actually. Of course, if he were, then he'd have no time to listen to us. So, you know, although...
Oh, they pay people to listen to us.
Doesn't seem like he listens to us anyway, so... Yeah. I don't even know why he bothers calling, really, to tell you the truth.
We're his only friends.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything else to do.
He has zero friends. Okay. That's an acceptable answer.
We're like three of his favorite five, and it's only one phone number. The other two are empty slots. Or like Mom and Domino's.
Mominoes.
Confetti cut pizzeria.
You know, you ever heard of Les Schwab?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a tire place.
Yeah,
kind of thing. I always wanted to open a competing place, like right next door, called Moore Schwab. Just because, right? You know? And it didn't even have to
more
really,
tire for your dollar.
Yeah, it didn't even have to really be like competing. It could be even funded by Les Schwab, but okay. It would just be funny to have, like, you know, Les Schwab, Moore Schwab. Like, that would be great.
It's like even his business partner, like, broke up and has to split the business.
Yes.
You can keep the name, but I'm calling it Moore Schwab.
Or M-O.
Okay.
Mo Schwab instead of, you know, Les Schwab, Mo Schwab.
In the east part of the United States, it's Les Schwab. In the western countries, it's Mo Schwab.
Mo Schwab, yeah, maybe. All you aspiring capitalists, get on that. Because send me a picture when you open up Mo Schwab. I want to see it.
Or let it evolve naturally, like evolutionary capitalism dictates it should.
Right.
All right. So, YouTuber arrested for pouring buckets of poo over people's heads. A YouTube wannabe. Well, okay. So, how can you be a wannabe if you've successfully posted a video to YouTube? If you've been able to upload a video to YouTube, you are no longer a wannabe. You
are
a
YouTuber. Hard.
You are a YouTuber at that point.
You are not an influencer yet.
No. No.
You're not monetized yet. You're not a professional YouTuber.
Right. But you are a YouTuber.
You're a YouTuber.
In fact, you don't even have to upload it. You just watch some YouTube and you're a YouTuber.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, it started as community television, right? So we're all YouTubers.
A YouTube wannabe has ended up in police custody and has confessed to his crimes after his foul play went too far. It's not unusual to see content creators do some weird stuff online as they compete for attention on platforms like Twitch and YouTube. And what was the other one we talked about tonight? The youngins are on it?
TikTok.
Oh, that's the one. Like that time a streamer was accused of cooking crack in a car park, even though she wasn't.
Oh, I saw that one recently on TikTok. She's like cooking steak in front of like an Outback's or something.
And they thought it was crack?
Yeah, some lady pulled up like, ma'am, you can't be cooking crack. This is a family establishment.
This one's not from too long ago, but long enough ago that I'm pretty sure everybody's forgotten.
Okay.
Tide Pods.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
Tide
a real
Pod
thing?
Challenge.
I thought that was fake.
I don't know.
Okay. I hope it was fake.
There
have
been several
dumb.
Of these, like, viral challenges of people doing things, right? Chugging a gallon of milk and, you know, this kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Take the challenge. Can you do this? Right? There's been several of those.
Apparently, it's an old song, and if you haven't heard it, listen to it, and it only recently came into my consciousness, but if you find it on YouTube, it's catchy. It's called Dumb Ways to Die.
Heard of this, yeah.
It's catchy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And I feel like this is going to be added to that list of people doing, like, just nasty things for pranks, like that one dude that got shot, right? Like, that needs to happen more often. If someone,
does it, though?
Yes. If someone's pouring poop on your head... Right. What's the next logical step to stop that behavior?
It used to be that mankind was sort of self-selecting, right?
Yes,
and that people who did stupid things would die of doing stupid things.
Dumb ways to die.
Right.
Yep.
And that isn't the case anymore because people are. Quote,
we're resuscitating too many teenagers that quote, eat Tide Pods.
Yes. Unquote. Like it. It's really. I mean, as is many things, the fault of government.
Yeah.
You know, so at any rate, sometimes their antics go too far, referring to people online doing
less dumb teenagers, more migrants.
However, with one example being Johnny Somali, I don't know if that's his real name or not, who was recently found guilty of being a nuisance in Japan and now faces banishment.
Was that the charge? He was charged with being a nuisance and now he's being banished.
It's Japan. That's part of their like fetish film industry anyway.
That's what they call it. You've been a nuisance. We're prosecuting you for being a nuisance. And what they really mean is porn?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, it's Japan. Pouring poop on people's heads probably got a niche market there.
So this is a recent example. Some guy named Johnny Somali was recently found guilty of being a nuisance in Japan and now faces banishment from the country.
That's fair.
Does the U.S. banish people?
Yes.
Not for being, like, a nuisance, though.
Like, but that's the whole thing about deporting people.
But you can if they're a citizen, right?
He's not a citizen of Japan.
Oh.
Oh.
He's not
oh,
okay.
Japanese.
Okay. See, I didn't... They glossed over that detail.
Okay. I was just thinking that here's a guy from Japan...
No.
...who did a thing and was found guilty of it, and they were like, we're kicking you out.
No, he's an influencer who went to Japan, just, like, harasses Japanese people.
I see.
That's
terrible. And finally went, like, get the hell out of here.
Okay.
This is why we have strict immigration policies, America.
That example is nothing, though, compared to the actions of a Brussels-based YouTuber who was apprehended for pouring buckets filled with feces, oil, and food under the heads of unsuspecting victims.
Oh, my gosh, so, like, random people, not even, like, his friend. Like, they're in some sort of prank wars, and he's
surprise!
In on it.
Poo on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, this is how, like, Jake and Logan Paul got famous. Was like YouTube pranks early on.
Yeah.
The YouTuber nicknamed Yanike, or Yanike, I'm not sure. I don't see a swoosh.
Yeah, either way, it sounds dumb.
I don't see a swoosh, so I don't know if he's sponsored or not.
Okay.
YouTuber
not with this.
Named Yanike, and it's Y, capital Y, small a, capital N, and then I-K-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he has recorded several videos where he pours buckets of filth over people on city trains in Brussels.
What? It's like not even funny.
Well, there's a problem. They're in Brussels.
The videos are all called Surprise du Chef. And in the latest one, Yannick is seen mixing a bucket with different liquids, including caca de chine, which translates to dog poo, before pouring it over an unsuspecting person on a train.
I mean, do you think it really does it, or does he just say he does
it?
You know what I mean?
I don't know, but like... Even if it's not real poo, if you're an unsuspecting person on a train and somebody pours something over your head, I mean, I come from a time that might get you killed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting. Yeah. That's what I'm advocating for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, at the very least, it would get you punched, beaten up, and all that kind of thing. And
you just hold them down and unleash until the rage goes out of your eyes. And if he's still alive when you're done, fantastic.
The Brussels Public Transportation Organization, STIB, STIB, not STAB, STIB. Okay. It'll be stabbing the STIB. They filed charges against Yannike, and he was later arrested. So the transportation organization filed charges against the guy.
Yeah, okay. They were like, we can't have this going on.
Not the guy who had, I mean, at least not that this has indicated so far, but you would think the guy... The unsuspecting victim would be the guy who filed the charges, right?
Well, maybe they're holding him as a witness and, he'll...
Okay. Or maybe the train is owned by the state, and so only the state can file the charges because he was on a state-owned thing and whatever.
I mean, generally that's true if it's criminal here, right? And
right.
If you're the victim, you don't get to file the charges. The prosecution does. And
yeah.
If it's civil, it's different.
The law is so convoluted.
I don't know how it is in Brussels. Got to stand down.
Me neither. If you have Brussels sprouts in Brussels, are they just called sprouts?
Maybe.
I'm just curious. It just popped into my head.
Anyway, I don't know. We have American cheese here.
Yeah, it's not just called cheese. That's weird.
Right.
We have Swiss cheese, and that's fine.
Right.
But, like, it's oftentimes not from Switzerland.
But even if it were in Switzerland, they'd probably also have to call it Swiss cheese to differentiate.
Yeah.
This is the here cheese.
Huh.
Different wherever you go.
Interesting. Also, because we're on a tangent here, I just want to give a shout-out. My friend Sean's sister, Michelle, died a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to put that out into the ether. Michelle, okay. We love you. We miss you. Thanks for your support. She was always supportive of our musical endeavors and that kind of thing. So, one of my best friends, my musical bros.
I'm going to say condolences rather than shout-out, but all right.
Okay. I just wanted to put her name out in the ether, because these things are recorded and put online, and, it'll live forever now.
There you go.
So there you go. Anyway, moving back to the article, Yannick was indicted for
perfect
assault.
Place for it, too, right in between this.
The cheese and the poo.
She would appreciate that, I'm sure.
Actually, she would. Sean, if you're listening, I hope you're laughing. Yannick was indicted for assault and battery and damaging property, according to Politico, and a spokesperson for the prosecutor's office said... Videos of these events were posted on social networks with the aim of getting as many likes as possible.
That's kind of...
Is there any other reason to post anything? Does that need to be said?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Is there, if you, as a person, posting something online, I don't care what it is, text, video, picture, isn't your goal to get as many likes as possible when you put that thing
up? Yeah, I'm not sure if there's anyone that's like, ugh, people are liking my post. Oh, this post got 500 likes. That's so lame. I'm going to delete it now.
Right, things you never hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they start getting millions, and it's like only 500?
Well, yeah, in that case, but
I hear way more of that than the other thing, for sure. Yeah, people are like, my engagement is way down. Yesterday, my post had 5,000 views, but today it's only got 4,500. Like, really?
Maybe subconsciously, that's why I don't post on social media anymore. Like, I am not seeking validation from anybody at this point.
Right.
Like, screw you guys.
Yeah, I've been less active recently, probably since the first of the year on social media.
Oh, no, it's been several years. I still scroll. Right,
yeah, I do that. I do that, you know, more often.
But actual posting and engagement? Nah, forget it.
I'm probably 1 to 3 times a week on the posting now.
Okay.
And I used to be daily, sometimes multiple times daily.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the platform. But I don't know, man. I'm just, it's wearing on me, bro.
Yeah.
Like social media in general is like,
Yep, it's a drag, man.
What is the point, man? You know?
I really just use it for business advertising and marketing these days.
At least that's a purpose. Yeah, I have no purpose on
and
Facebook.
Like, you know, I still do music, so like, you know, I kind of feel like it's necessary.
Yeah, right? I get it. If you have a purpose, do it. I don't.
Videos of the events were posted on social networks. Okay, we covered that. Yannick confessed to the charges, according to Brussels Signal, which is a publication of some sort. And a spokesperson from the city's train organization said, it is intolerable to harm our customers who find themselves humiliated.
They should sentence him to get some swirlies.
Wait, does that mean...
That'd be a good punishment for
right?
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's tolerable to harm your customers who aren't humiliated?
Read the sentence again.
It is intolerable to harm our customers, comma, who find themselves humiliated.
It could be a weird translation thing, so I'm assuming the original quote.
That's a weird sentence.
Yeah, it's a weird way to say it. It's probably just how the translation, you know.
It's Brussels, man. Don't put too much thought into it.
Okay. Despite being willing to go to such extreme lengths for attention, Yannick's foul play has gained him less than 300 followers on YouTube and Instagram.
Yep.
So people unfollowed him, or he just didn't really have any followers to begin with, I wonder?
He tried to be too extreme up front.
Yeah, you got to ease your way into it.
You know who's cool? Mr. Beast is cool. I don't subscribe.
I am not familiar with him, but I've heard of Mr. Beast. Actually, recently I heard that Mr. Beast donated a bunch of money to charity, or he was like helping drill wells in Africa.
He spends way too much money helping people, and that's what gets him popularity.
Yeah, like that's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like if you have a choice to be really cool and drill wells in Africa, or pour poop on people's heads in public transportation.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, be Mr. Beast.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. The final half hour of Free Talk Live is still to come. Why would a man sue 27 women? We'll find out coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures. Records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure cleared up?
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final half hour of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Might be time for you if you want to call 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And before we go on, I have to say...
He has to pull out his beautiful pink folder.
Yes.
Let's pull the Bonnie on this one.
Well, it is a Bonnie, actually. Bonnie, decided to go with the pink folder to
sort of
spruce up the bureaucracy of Free Talk Live.
You didn't pick out the pink folder?
No, I mean, almost missing the live reads.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, the captain was gone after reliving.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And while I'm taking care of business here, I also want to say thank you to Will Miller. Will Miller is a silver level amplifier, which means he donates $5 per month to the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And you can find all about that program over at amps.freetalklive.com. And it's a Patreon-type setup. You get some little benefits for kicking in some cash to help us get this program on more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 radio stations, 250, 300, 350, not out of the question. If you want to help spread the message of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity, if you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the listeners, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Will. We appreciate your contribution. All right. Before we go on, let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Beakless Mountaineer.
Actually, that's a lie. I did screen you. Sorry. I knew that.
You didn't even need to screen me, and you did it anyway.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay, that's a whole other conversation, but what is on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I'm glad you started out the segment talking about Dash, because probably the biggest news, at least in a very long time, for Bitcoin happened just recently with the approval of the spot ETF.
Yeah, we mentioned that briefly in an earlier segment on tonight's show, but go on.
And the price did nothing.
No, actually, it did go up like 24 hours later, and now it went back down.
It was a negligible increase.
It went from like 42 to 46 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and back down to 42.
It's just doing what it always does.
Okay. But there was speculation that it was either going to like start to moon or it was built in, and the built-in guys take it.
Dude, give it a minute.
Look, this is the internet age. That was supposed to moon immediately.
Yeah,
no. That was never the plan. Like, and I forget if you were even on that one, but I said on Beard Talk Live that if this did get approved, then it was probably going to go down as a buy the rumor, sell the news.
Well, the news also like was prematurely released, right? Like the SEC Twitter got hacked or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, and let everyone think about that for just a second, that the agency that cannot control its own Twitter account wants all of your trading information.
Yeah, we've talked about this person-to-person, Peakless, but for our listeners out there, if you want to get into Bitcoin, it's pretty easy. Go and buy some and hold some in a non-custodial wallet. If you don't know what those terms are, look them up before you get involved. But just go and get some. You don't need to get involved in the stock market to get in on the Bitcoin. You don't need to do any of that. Now, maybe, you know, your employer has some sort of a stock market fund that your 401k is rolling around in somehow or whatever like that. And, you know, maybe they get into it in an attempt to,
well,
you
that's
know,
for these people.
Like maybe.
I mean, you can buy any stock you want for whatever you want.
Right.
Most people entrust it to a financial advisor or their employer to handle it for them.
If you're talking about stock, yes.
In general, right? Retirement, stock, like it's not something on people's plates that they want to handle on their own day to day. And for those people, Bitcoin is not something where they're going to want to go out and get their own wallet and write down their seed phrase and keep it in custody and put it on a hardware wallet. Right, they want someone else to manage it for them, and now they have that option. And the option to do it on your own is still availed to everyone else.
It is, but the problem with having somebody else do it for you is the cardinal sin of cryptocurrency, not your keys, not your coins.
Understood. But you say the same about the stock, you know, the stock portfolio.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. How many of those?
I feel that way about that too.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so of all the people who own stocks, do you? Or do you have that in a custodian account?
You have it in a custodian account. Because it's
well, I mean, it is possible.
Hold on.
Your financial guy and say, hey, I want you to send me the actual piece of paper with this stock on it.
No.
They'll have them, they'll haul, but they do have the ability to send you the actual piece of paper that has the verification of the ownership of that stock. No one does it.
Yeah, that's
my
point.
That's not true, but it is very rare. There are people who do it. There are people who have safety deposit boxes with things like stocks and bonds.
Bearer bonds
and all that kind of crap in it. Also, I know of at least two
people.
So
they're looking for a Nakatomi Plaza.
I know of at least two people who own old school Microsoft stock from, you know, whenever that mooned. And they got wealthy as a result. But they, like, have the actual certificates of whatever stock they have remaining in the company. And they, of course, hold them in, you know, as a safety deposit box somewhere.
Yeah.
But you'll find, you know, they post a photo of themselves. Look at this one stock certificate that I, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm rich.
Yeah. It is rare, though.
And I would definitely suggest, I mean, I would suggest if you're going to own a stock, get the actual piece of paper. But it is way more important with Bitcoin to do that. But that's not the point. It's not the point that you couldn't do this beforehand. The point is that all of these people who have these retirement accounts that they're paying into can now decide to add to that a little bit of Bitcoin.
Are you saying that as a positive?
Oh, yeah. That okay. is a huge right. positive.
There you go.
Like, I know from... I know from the perspective of people who are, hoping for Bitcoin to go up significantly, you know, double in price or whatever it is from the previous all-time high.
Six figures.
That it bodes well for institutions, and by that I mean large businesses and, you know, people who manage these money market, these funds for like your 401k and that kind of thing. It bodes well for these other entities to begin dumping a whole bunch of USD into Bitcoin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the downside?
Oh, yeah.
Pigless? Where's the downside?
Oh, the downside, well, I mean, it's going to make it a lot more common for people to have other people owning their Bitcoin. The corporations are probably going to make a play for making it illegal to have Bitcoin at some point just so that they can be the only ones that own it and be like, oh, you can have it, but only through us.
Interesting.
So those are problems.
Potential problems, right?
Yeah, it hasn't happened problems. Yet. Yeah, no, it hasn't happened yet. Neither the good nor the bad seems to have really happened yet. The part of the good and bad is that this is probably the last cycle to accumulate Bitcoin at anything like a decent price.
What makes you find a decent price, man? I mean, the all-time high was like 69,000, and we're still two-thirds of that?
Yeah, well, this is, it might drop down to like, you know, in the 30s, but like, we are going to look back on this and say, wow, Bitcoin was so cheap at 50,000.
I keep seeing on the social media every now and again, somebody will post like a screenshot from like some conversation they had with somebody some
Bitcoin
years ago.
Bitcoin hasn't moved. It's like 18 bucks for 3 weeks now. I'm getting out.
Yeah, I'm getting out at 1,800 bucks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting out at 400.
I mean, if you got in at $1, if you got in at a few bucks.
Yeah, right? That's true.
That's the other thing. You can always buy back in.
Yeah.
They may have gotten out and back in and still, you know, made some money.
And everyone who did, I'm sure, is kicking themselves for getting out, but glad they got back in.
Yeah.
What is your, if you want to look to the future, I know that we're at mid-January, and I think the halving is coming up sometime in maybe mid to late April.
Want to place a bet?
Oh, it's definitely going to six figures probably by the end of this year.
But that's what they said last year. I'm not saying that's what you said last year, but I heard saying that last year. So
okay, I'm saying it.
Okay.
So before I knew that this was, because basically this is the signal for the institutional bull run. I mean, this is the approval that, okay, all of the big guys are officially allowed to get into this now.
Right.
So before this, I was planning on anywhere between 100,000 and 250,000. At this point, I'm not even going to guess.
So you get an institutional bull run, followed by a correction, followed by a three-year bear market, followed by the next bull run back up.
There's not going to be a three-year bear market. Come on. There's a simple four-year cycle, and it's been pretty obvious.
Okay, well, how long is the bear? It feels like this bear market's been 2 to 3 years. You tell me.
We're not in the bear market now, silly.
What are you talking about? There's been no precipitous rise recently, man. There's no bull run right now.
The last few months.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the summertime when I was doing some remodeling on my house, Bitcoin was as low as 23,000.
Okay.
And it's at something like 45 right now.
Okay. But it's been steady growth. It hasn't been like,
it
hasn't had that moonshot.
It's a very simple thing where it grows a little for 2 years, and then it grows a lot, and then it shrinks. For 1 year.
Okay.
And then it grows a little for 2 years, then it grows a lot for 1 year, and then it shrinks a little.
And then the halving kicks in.
Well, I'm only counting that the last year, that big run, bull run, where it spikes, followed by, I could care less for 3 years.
I'm curious, Peekless, why do you think, because this isn't the first time people have tried to get this ETF thing pushed through, what was the difference between those times and this time?
Well, I mean, the most obvious difference is that BlackRock is a huge player.
Yeah. I mean, wealthy people finally caught on.
$10 trillion is just ridiculous. So that's definitely a big difference. And the rest of it, I don't know. I think it's going to be something that if we ever find out, it will be so many years from now that we find out, oh, well, this backroom deal was done with this person, and that's why that happened this time.
It's going to be used to funnel more money to Ukraine.
Well, everything is used to funnel more money into the military-industrial complex. So, of course, it's money. It does that.
What?
And, you know, when they complain about terrorist financing, it's like, yeah, that's called money. Any kind of money will finance terrible things and wonderful things.
What I enjoy, or at least I think I enjoy, about this ETF approval is if Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, were, you know, the analogy is a vacuum cleaner, and the idea was that it's going to vacuum up all the fiat so that fiat no longer exists, then, you know, somebody just turned on turbo mode, right? That's kind of the idea.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Well, and one of the real possibilities long term is that, okay, so if, you know, BlackRock is seeing enormous profits out of this, which, given Bitcoin's history, it's likely to do so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it way outperforms every other class of assets. So if BlackRock is seeing enormous growth from this, then they're eventually going to put pressure on the Federal Reserve to make it part of their system.
Okay.
So this could be the beginning of the end of fiat currency as we know it.
Okay, before we make that jump, help me out with this one. Companies like BlackRock exist in the fiat world, right? Mm-hmm. So they get into Bitcoin, and unlike, you know, us who will hold forever, in order to take those profits, they will have to then convert it back into Federal Reserve notes. And that will keep them in the Federal Reserve system. Rather than incorporating Bitcoin into that system, they just get out of Bitcoin once they've gotten, you know, their gains.
Well, no, it becomes a cycle. So if they're making money, yeah, they're going to pull it back out of Bitcoin and put it into dollars, and then they're going to reinvest in Bitcoin according to the demand that other people put on them.
Right. So what's the incentive? If they're already part of the legacy system, what's the incentive for them to integrate Bitcoin into the Federal Reserve system?
Because they're the early movers.
Okay. I mean, they're not the early movers.
They have a huge advantage over everyone who's not involved in this.
Okay. I mean, they're not the early movers. This whole thing is, you know, maybe not mid to late cycle, but definitely not the early movers.
We are so early. Early.
Early movers are the ones that took their gains and cashed out, you know, 10 years ago.
Or got into it and are still hodling.
And just disappeared off the planet because they don't need it.
Well, yeah. For individuals, you're right. But for institutions, these are the first of the major institutions getting involved with this.
Right.
Yeah. And what happens then when an institution that size with that much clout can strategically affect the price by their buying and selling moves? Because they've done that with other cryptocurrencies.
Well, we're going to find out.
There's already precedent for it in, you know, other junk currency, right? That people hold enough of it where they can, their trades affect the price.
Yep.
Because they're that big of a whale.
Yep. All right.
It's going to be interesting. And remember, the most important difference is that all of these transactions are going to be universally visible.
Okay.
So if they buy, you know, a bunch of yen, I don't know how much yen they have. I don't know when they have it. But if they buy a bunch of Bitcoin, everyone can see that a bunch of Bitcoin got bought.
Including the IRS.
Hey, Peekless, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I want to get to this other story because we teased it, so we only have a little bit of time here to get to it. Man sues, this is from 404media.co. Man sues 27 women after Facebook users call him clingy and psycho.
What a clingy psycho.
Oh, wait, now I'm going to get sued, too.
Like,
it is a psycho thing to do.
Like,
so.
It's as if it was self-prophesied. Prophesied?
Prophesied.
Yeah. Very prophetic, anyway.
And pathetic.
Pathetic, prophetic. Dynamite. That's a lyric from Clutch, by the way. It's from a song called Psychic Warfare. Yeah, it's a pretty cool song. Chicago man Nico D'Ambrosio is suing 27 women, one man, 20 different parts of the Facebook corporation, Meta, Patreon, GoFundMe, and the website arewedatingthesame.com.
He got busted. That's what happened.
Claiming that they're responsible for damages incurred when women posted online about alleged negative experiences they had on dates with him in an Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group.
See, dude, you just got to move to New Hampshire and pretend you're Polly and it all goes away.
There actually is a New Hampshire, as a Manchester group's called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Okay.
I believe they're, you know,
I'm sure, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of...
What do you know about this, Nikki?
I was told about it.
Oh, okay.
So I've been told. You gotta do air quotes when you do that.
So I've been told.
There you go. That's much better. There are hundreds of Are We Dating the Same Guy groups on Facebook for major cities around the world and a standalone website that acts as a searchable database for finding or adding entries about dates with men and women. In the Facebook groups, the first of which started in 2022 in New York City, people post someone's name or image and any tea or red flags?
What is tea?
Tea is like gossip.
Oh, I see. Oh, coffee flags.
Yeah, because you...
I got you.
Spill gossip over a cup of tea.
And others can respond with their experiences with that person. Again, so we've been told.
Sure.
In D'Ambrosio's case, because I just like mispronouncing that name, according to his complaint, women used the Chicago Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group to say he's clingy and ghosted them after sleeping with them. He's been posted here before. The poster said he sent her a slew of texts calling her names because she didn't want to spend the night with him.
But you're allowed to do that, though. Like, women are totally allowed to publicly out men for whatever, vice versa.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean?
And men the same.
I assume
these sites are, not gender specific.
I don't think so. I think it's more of a woman thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of different groups and
no, it's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? I wonder if there's a Are We Dating the Same Girl?
I don't know. The Manchester one is, again, with the guy.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some sort of thread or group somewhere where men are sharing their experiences with women. I mean, I see Reddit threads all the time where at least, you know, a guy will go on. I don't think they use their name, which is maybe the difference here. But they'll say, oh, I went on this awful date with this girl, whatever, you know, stuff like that. So it happens.
I just find it interesting that at least these groups and this website are specific to men.
Yeah.
One commenter,
there's a stigma there, but sure, go on.
One commenter said of him, according to screenshots from the group included as exhibits in the complaint, another commenter called him a psycho. According to the complaint, he and the woman who originally posted about him met organically at a cultural event in Chicago, Illinois.
Cultural event, okay.
And he's going to get a female judge, and it's going to be over.
And briefly communicated with one another. Plaintiff and defendant engaged in consensual sexual intercourse on the evening they first met. The parties spent brief periods of time together.
I never do this with anybody.
Sluts. The parties spent brief periods of time together on a handful of occasions, which were unremarkable. The parties never engaged in an exclusive dating relationship. Okay.
Well played, sir. Move along.
The defendant's broadcast...
Sounds like you win this one. Move on to the next.
Also, if there's 27 women all making, like, voicing this about
him... No, he's suing 27 women.
No, I know, but 27 women said something about him sexually or in relationship-wise.
Congratulations. This guy had a great year.
This guy looks pretty average. He might be fit. They got a picture of the guy.
He just wants everybody to know. He's like, I slept with 27 women.
I got the documentation right here.
Yeah.
Look, 27 of them posted on me. Are we dating the same guy? That's how many I got at the same time. You think you had it bad trying to keep up with 27, bro.
He's really taking that office space bit to the extreme.
$1 million.
If I had $1 million.
27 chicks at the same time.
I figure I could hook that kind of thing up, man.
He's got a harem in Chicago.
The defendants broadcast their outrageous, cruel, and malicious lies about the plaintiff with knowledge that the statements were false or with reckless disregard as to whether or not they were true, the complaint states.
Well, also, whether someone's clingy or whether someone's a psycho is an opinion.
It's subjective, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know.
Just move.
D'Ambrogio.
Yeah. You could do this all over again. 27 new chicks in Detroit.
D'Ambrogio filed his complaint on Monday in the District Court for the Northern District of Illinois and is claiming one count each of defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, invasion of privacy by false light, civil liability for doxing, misappropriation, unjust enrichment, and public disclosure of private facts. He's requested a trial by jury.
All-female jury. Hang him. Sir, you should be hung.
Okay. He claims that the defendant specifically intended to cause the plaintiff harm, according to the complaint, and their wrongful conduct is so outrageous in character and so extreme in degree that it is beyond all possible bounds of decency and is to be regarded as atrocious and utterly intolerable in a civilized community. Defendants carried out their defamatory statements with actual malice, as they knew the accusations that they were making were false, or otherwise published them with reckless disregard.
I don't know. It sounds pretty clingy and psychopathic to me.
He sounds butthurt, that's for sure. I mean, like...
Maybe they pegged him.
Yeah. We don't know, but...
At least three of them did.
Statistically.
We are out of time. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to Richie Rich for joining us again on Sunday. Thank you, Nikki. As always, a pleasure doing the show with both of you. If you missed any part of tonight's show, go find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.